I'm going to call Storm Large in a second. I'm going to play a track, and this is Marilyn Manson with Disposable Teens. I'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes with Storm Large, the last competitor to leave the Rockstar Supernova house. Little Dandy Warhols there, a little Marilyn Manson before that, and before that we had a little Todd, who's my boy, as you can probably tell. And we have a good time. We're inappropriate, but we love it. All right, it is now 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. That means only one thing here. It means that I can give my girl Storm a phone call. See how she's doing tonight. Here we go. It's ringing now. See, I went through this with Ryan Starr. The no answer.
Hey. Storm.
Jesus Christ.
Do that thing and have an awesome day. Yay, awesome day. To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or
can
press
you believe
1
that?
For more options.
Hey, Stormy, it's Dave. Give me a call. You have my number now. It's in your phone. All right, bye. All right, so let's wait to hear back from her. So what we're going to do is we're going to call, we're going to call back, actually, is what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. The fuck is this? She think this is? Let me tell you something. This is how she's going to respond to her first radio interview. I don't know really what she expects to accomplish in this business. I'm going to fucking hammer her for that, too. You wait. You wait and see. God damn, that coffee's good. Oh, everybody's upset. All right, that's not happening. So, let me play another song. And you know what? Rihanna from KHZ is in town. Maybe we can get her to give us a call. And then Storm will call us back. Because I know she's expecting us. She just texted me, for Christ's sake. Well, someone's saying, you didn't rag on Ryan for not answering. Yeah, I know, but Storm can take it. And plus, Storm is fun to give her a little bit of a hard time because she's so good. She comes back with, she's just, you know, if you paint her in a corner, she comes back even more incredibly intelligent and amazing. So I will be back. Here's a little Buzzcocks for you. Be right back.
This office demands results. That's what I provide.
Little Nirvana right there with by the Cult. And I have KHZ's Rihanna on the line, who is now in Los Angeles. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. Just so everybody knows and stops instant messaging me, this is not Stormlarge. This is Rihanna of KHZ, who has just come into Los Angeles for a couple of days. And I'm going to try and take you to dinner if I could.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah, I think that would be really nice.
What
definitely.
Yeah, you got to eat. I mean, a girl's, you know, you're a growing girl.
I need to have a good chow.
Yeah, well, we plan to do that. We'll figure it out.
That sounds good.
So
what's up?
Nothing. I'm just I'm trying to get a hold of Stormlarge, who's evidently just blowing the show off.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing what that show is doing for everyone. It's a really good thing, you know, regardless of you know, whether they were the person.
No, she's blowing me off. She's blowing this show off.
Oh, she's blowing this show off?
Yeah, you fucking believe that?
Oh, I thought you said she's blowing up. Well, I'm sure she's going to be blowing up, but she's blowing the show off. That's not cool.
Telling you, dude, we're going to have the text wars.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go back and forth with her. I'm going to send her naked photographs of me.
You think that's a bad thing?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You think she'll be upset over that? Maybe if you send texts of these nuts, you know, maybe that'll be a different story.
I understand. So you're in L.A., you're here for a couple of days, and what are you going to be doing while you're here? You're going to be doing band business?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some band business and, you know, just getting around, see, you know, where we can get going. And it's just really awesome to be back. You know, there's so much to do here as far as business is concerned. And, you know, I'm just glad that I came back pretty soon.
And are you at that same hotel that I met you and the boys at?
Yes, I gotta tell you, I really like it. It's so cute that
Oh, baby, I hate to do this to you.
What?
I got Stormlarge. Yeah.
Do your thing, baby.
I'll call you back.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye. Stormlarge? Did I catch you in the middle of a nervous breakdown? What's going on?
No. I was like, why the hell hasn't that guy called me? It's been like 10 minutes. I'm like, wait a minute, where's my phone?
Where was your phone? You know,
the phone was somehow ended up in my trash can.
Jesus Christ, Storm. Things are not really doing so well for you right now.
I'm sorry, man. I've been trying to get some sleep in between all this stuff, and it's the rest. It's just not happening.
It doesn't happen much. How's it been going since you left the house?
Oh, it's been really great. I mean, I'm spinning. My head has just been, you know, I haven't had time to really process what happened, but I don't know. I kind of felt like if it was time for me to go, might as well float out on a big fluffy cloud of love.
Yeah, you definitely had that. A lot of people love you, man. Got a lot of listeners right now listening to your dulcet voice.
Aw, that's awesome. And it's just been really apparent. I mean, I haven't really been integrated back into the wild, but I've done a lot of press. I've done a lot of worldwide phone calls, radio, and print, and everyone's just like, we cried, and we love you, and we just hope the best for you. And it's like, wow, man, this is a TV show, and it really conveyed.
Oh, dude.
So much emotion. It was great.
Well, you have no idea. Like, as you probably know, I didn't really see you guys much. People don't know this. My listeners don't know this, but I didn't hang out with you guys at all.
No.
The whole season. And so I was never able to tell you because I'm fanatical about watching stuff online. I have my own blog and, you know, I blog about what's going on every day and so forth. And I've been dying to tell you guys. You have no idea how fanatical everyone else is. And
yeah,
like,
I have no idea. It's
fucking crazy. If you step through, if you get to a computer and put your name in there, you're gonna die. It's just like it's out of control.
Yeah, I'm almost scared. I kind of want to stay like a caveman and almost like this innocent primordial mist of ignorance. I kind of like it because everyone I talk to says that they're like, you have no idea what's going on. I'm like, maybe I don't want to know. Maybe I'd just be a little overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, but are you still in L.A.?
Oh, I'm going to be here till Thursday, baby.
Okay, so have you strolled down Melrose or anything?
No, I have. I've been kind of strapped to a hotel bed on the phone and, you know, working the press around the world. I haven't really been able to get far away from the hotel yet.
Yeah,
but
well,
I'm going to get a chance this weekend.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You're going to feel it once you get out there, man, because everybody knows you.
Yikes.
It's awesome, dude. You were a fucking... I got to tell you, we haven't talked much off the air, off the show, but, you know, what I said to you at the end of the show, the last show, was really true. You really fucking grew on me, and you really came into your own there, and I'm a huge fan all of a sudden.
Thank you, man. I've always been a huge fan of yours, and I'm glad to have you up there with me, because that's just the biggest, fluffiest feather I could ever put in my cap beyond having you on stage with me, which was just like...
You're the only one, Storm.
I know, dude, man.
I ain't getting back up there either.
That made my life. And it was like, I'm a pro, and I can swing, and I can hang with the big boys on stage, but I tell you, Dave, I've never had chemistry like that so instantly with anyone. You know, seriously, famous, infamous, or just up out of the crowd, I've never had such an instant connection with someone musically, and it was really something. And I'm so glad there was a house full of cameras.
Yeah, dude, that was off the hook, man. I had such a fucking blast. And let me ask you, I don't want to ask you the same questions that everybody's been asking you, but obviously the listeners want to hear it from you. So did you enjoy yourself doing this thing, or do you kind of wish you didn't do it, or what do you feel?
It was a really difficult thing. It was, it's hard to explain how it was difficult, other than the obvious, you're not with your friends and family, you don't have a lot of control over your day-to-day, you don't have a lot of freedom, but I tell you, it was the best ride of my life, and... it taught me so much about myself. It, you know, most musicians and artists in general feel really disenfranchised and kind of freaky and misanthropic and, you know, outcastish. And I loved being in that kind of spotlight because it forced me to realize that I'm kind of a freak, but I can handle a lot. I have a great deal of inner strength that I didn't realize, and I can take a lot more than I ever gave myself credit for. And I have a renewed faith in myself and a renewed fire in my belly for my art, and I'm so excited to attack people with it.
Hey, honey, I'm sorry, I was on the other line. What were you saying? I'm just kidding.
Snap.
Hey, baby, let me ask you this question. Was there ever a time that you just wanted to punch one of us in the nose? You can tell me.
Not you, Dave.
Really? Because I threw down some...
No, I never wanted to punch you, but I'll tell you what. After the I Will Survive thing...
Yeah, I mean,
I
threw some pretty harsh things at you.
Oh, I know, but you know I like it.
Yeah.
I like it kind of rough. But I called my father, who was a, you know, Hank Lodge, mm-hmm. a Marine, and I said, hey, Dad, you know, and this was after the whole Gloria Gaynor debacle.
Yeah, which, by the way, to get your back a little bit, I was stunned that that was one of the songs you guys even had to select anyway.
Of course. I was so exhausted. It was just kind of one of those, ugh, okay, I'll take a moment.
I'm sure. And none of the four of us had any control over what songs you got, just so you know.
Oh, I totally understand that. And okay. That's fine. And I'm, like I've said from the beginning, I'm not scared to do anything.
No, I know. You're good.
A lot of people enjoyed it, even though they were like, what the hell? Why don't they have Disco Duck on there? That's just ridiculous. Why would that be in a rock show? And I think it was probably there to force people's hand to get them to fight to not get that song. And, you know, I just don't play games. I'm like, whatever, I'll take the song no one wants again. I don't care.
So what happened when you called? What happened when you called Hank?
Oh, Hank? I said, Dad, you know, I know how I got roughed up a little bit on the show. I just want you to know that it's a TV show, that those guys really respect me, and it might come across as really harsh, but it's entertainment, and it's really funny, and those guys are really great guys. And so I don't want you to be angry. And he said, oh, no, sweetie, I'm not angry. I was too busy making plane reservations for me and my brothers to come out to Los Angeles and twist Navarro's dick around a big lighter.
You know, I almost wish he had. It sounds kind of hot.
Oh my God, please don't do that.
Well, you know what? You know why? Because Storm, because you know, on a molecular level, your brother and your dad, it's your brother, right? They're basically made out of the same genetic material that you are.
Yes, indeed.
So in a weird way, it would be kind of a sexual thing for me.
It would be like having vicarious abusive sex with me.
Exactly. So I'm all good with that. Because
if you really break it. Awesome. So like, what if I huck a loogie on like a prisoner and I make him like take you? That'd be kind of the same thing. My genetic material would be on him.
Basically the same. That's I'm totally okay with that.
We can have a total long distance affair for years that way.
But you just said something really amazing, which was great. Which I don't think anybody's heard a singer or someone on the show say, which is that it is entertainment. It's a TV show, and you know everybody respects you, because like you have to understand the people that are listening. We respect all of these singers, otherwise they wouldn't be there.
Absolutely. So anything. And I always thought that from the very beginning. I was like, look, what's 15 out of
Storm.
Scads of thousands.
You have no idea. You know, like I would get emails from people. You should burn in hell for what you said to so and so. And like, fucking people get gnarly about it.
That's crazy. I mean, they're hanging. There are people out there, musicians and non-musicians alike, who are hanging their dreams on us. There's each of the 15 probably had scores of fans that totally related to us. Yeah, could you get that for me, honey? You know, they're hanging their dreams on us, and all of their hopes and aspirations are with us, and when bad things happen to us, it's happening to them.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, I mean, that's just the nature of entertainment. It's like a love song that makes people cry and lift up lighters and emote and feel it, even though it's not to them or about them. Mm-hmm. They're not performing it. But that's the visceral nature of music and art, and that's why people get so emotionally attached. And even a medium as artificial as television, is now, you know, it's the new cinema. It's everybody is connected to that.
And also you're talking about a show where people, like you said, they're getting emotionally connected because of what you're showing on television.
Exactly.
And the funny thing is that none of the four of us. We're doing anything that people would get emotionally connected to. All we're basically doing is judging, which people don't necessarily like.
Exactly. No one likes that.
Nobody likes that. Nobody likes to be judged. But you, man, I got to tell you, that single you did, I mean, that song you did, you got to make that available soon.
Yes, I'm actually was going to talk to you about that, Dave.
Oh, yeah? What do you got? What do you got for me?
I don't know how busy you and Panic Channel are, but I'm in L.A. until Thursday, and I think we might, you and I can skip along hand in hand over to Pulse and lay it down big time style and release it to the people.
Do you have a track already done, or is it, that sounds awesome, actually.
I do. I have a track already done. I'd love to play you some other stuff, you know, show you my etchings kind of thing.
As long as you don't pull out a book of poetry, because I can't do. I can't. I'll look at etchings. I'll even look at your portfolio, your pictorial portfolio. But as soon as a book of poems come out and you say the words, "This one I call," I'm out of there.
No poetry.
Okay.
Just some guttural utterances through gritted teeth. That's me.
Okay.
I've got a bunch of, I have a demo, and I think some of the folks over at Rockstar have the track. The House Band definitely has a track. That's how they learned it.
Okay.
The music director could email it to you.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be happening in Monday, Tuesday, and then we're going to release it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's important because, like I've been saying all season long, because I'm the, you know, Brooke and I are the only ones who were there last season, and I watched all these great performers and entertainers like Ty and Jordis and Mig. Mig's put out a record, and Marty put out a record, but, you know, everybody took their time.
Yep.
And just kind of fucking went away.
Yeah. No, it's strike while the iron's hot, absolutely. And I'm all about it. I love to work. I love to continue the momentum. I'm going to definitely need a couple of days break and rest, but
yeah,
not until I have established some kind of deal where Ladylike will be the first single that drops and will be spinning, and then work on something else and prepare to go on tour with you guys in January.
Now, are you going to be one of the ones that's coming out?
Yes, I am.
Oh, shit. So we're going to be on tour.
Yeah, you better start taking some vitamins now, motherfucker.
So Storm Large coming out on tour with the Supernova Gang and the Panic Channel, we're going to be fucking ripping it up, son. Dude, that shit's going to
be... It's going to be scary, man.
It is going to be intense, dude. That's awesome. Awesome news.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And so you're going to be singing with the House Band.
Yep.
That's fucking rad, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be killer.
That's going to be fucking... Hey, you know what? I don't know how you're planning on getting around, but, you know, there's an extra bunk in my bus. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's great.
So if there's ever one of those drives, like if there's ever one of, you know, because some cities are further than others on a tour. Sometimes it's like a 12-hour drive. Sometimes it's not. And, you know, I'm thinking if there's ever like a 20-minute drive, you come along.
You know, when things get lonely and...
You know, if we're ever playing, like, you know, Houston, and then we're playing in South Houston, you could come on that. You could come on that ride.
That would be great. Come on that ride.
Yes, you could. A couple of times, actually. What? Hello. So do you have a favorite now? Now that you're, actually, you know, legitimately off the show, do you have someone that you're pulling for?
I love all those. You know, I love all those guys.
Oh,
I'm a big, dorky, like, emotional love lump, and I love all of them, but the person who I think is going to win is Lucas Rossi.
Okay.
I think Lucas Rossi, beyond being an incredible singer, beyond being an incredible performer, he has that magical androgyny that I love in all front people, male and female. He walks that line of sexual, not ambiguity, but he can swish, sashay, lick his lips, be feminine, but still be all cock. You know what I mean?
I've been making a living on that for 20 years.
Yes, you have, actually, young David, sir, and you've done a damn good job of it as well.
I fucking love that shit.
Let
me read you, because I get a lot of shit. I blog about the show and all the singers every day, and... remember I told you one day that I blogged about you're one of the only ones that I can see your name on a marquee as a solo artist?
Uh-huh.
Storm, tonight only, Storm Large.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Okay, so here's what my recap was, and tell me what you think. Is that you're the first person on the show that I've actually read something that I've written on my blog to.
Okay.
So here's what I wrote this morning. I wrote, so it's down to Lucas, Toby, Delana, and Magni. Only two more tapings. Who will it be? Wow, now that the Panic Channel is going out with Supernova, I all of a sudden have an invested interest. That was supposed to be funny. Thank you.
I'm laughing on the inside.
Yeah, good.
My insides just peed themselves.
Speaking of peeing yourself, you know, the power of the internet. I read this morning that when I came up on stage with you, you actually urinated.
I thought it was urine. Yeah, it could have been.
Good answer.
Kind of like urine, kind of silky. Kind of, I don't know.
So here's what I wrote about the remaining ones, and then you tell me what I think. I wrote, I'd like to wait for the show on Sunday and see what the final four bring us before I make my final assessment. They all have strengths and weaknesses. Toby has a great voice that is solid, but he doesn't have the edge factor that I would like to see. Lucas has a lot of edge, but vocally, I'm not sure I would love hearing him for 2 hours. Magni is a solid singer, but I worry about his command of the stage and being compelling for a whole set.
Hi.
Delana has voice and edge, but I worry that she lets temporary random stuff affect her too much. Sure, she went through a tough time, but all entertainers do. She seems a little on tilt. So
yeah.
Those are my thoughts, and I'm reserving my judgment. Do you concur with any of those, or?
I do. I think Delana got roughed up pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very resilient woman, and is quick to own up to her mistakes.
Yeah.
And I love and respect her, and I love to watch her, and I love to hear her sing. I think she's got like so many different voices.
Yeah, she does.
Which I love in a singer, like Mike Patton, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. And, but I still think Lucas, I still think Lucas will take it. And I know his voice can take it. He'll take some lumps, I think.
Yeah.
And he'll need to reserve his behavior and his so he can preserve his voice and his body for that kind of brutal touring. But I have faith that his heart and his spirit can carry him through.
Yeah. And you know, I got to say, I'm a little bummed out. You're the only one out of the final five that didn't get to play with Supernova.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's okay, man.
It's some fucking bullshit.
Oh, dude. It's okay. Those guys are great. And it just...
You know what? Fuck those guys. They could eat a dick.
Thing, man. Finding a singer, it's such a personal thing. Like I always said, like, David Bowie, awesome stuntman. Put him in front of Guns N' Roses. Weird. You know? A Freddie Mercury in front of Metallica? I would love that, but it would be not Metallica. It'd be weird.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird.
It's a chemistry thing. It's a vibe thing. You know, it's fine. I can sleep at night knowing that I got to kneel at your feet on stage in front of millions of people. I think not playing with Supernova I think I could live with that, having been able to play with you. And I say that with absolutely no tongue up your ass whatsoever.
Thank you. Well, feel free, though.
Well, if I never said it with my tongue up your ass, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, we really would.
Awesome.
We wouldn't have been, you know, wouldn't have sounded that great. So what's next for Storm Large? I guess I can't ask you on the air where you're staying exactly.
No, you know where I am, I think.
I do? Well, I can find out easily. I'm sure I can. You know, I may not have anything to do with this.
Actually, I'm outside.
I have nothing to do with the song selection, but I could definitely find out where you are. The song selection, you know, the songs, you know, there's such a hierarchy and so many levels and tiers of clearance that we have to go through that by the time we get the list of what's available for you guys to do, it's a very, very short list.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I understand that, but you know what? If any singer worth their salt shouldn't be afraid to get up and to show their personality through any song. A song is a hit for a reason. Whether you like it or not, someone loves it.
No, totally. And
gotta rock it for them.
And I'll tell you, man, you know, when it came down, that one episode, it came down between you and Ryan. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
I was, you know... I watched it back on the show. I was like, fuck, man. I don't know if they made the right choice. I really don't. And then two things. Once I heard your original song, I was sure that they made the right choice. And frankly, when I watched it back, your performance that night compared to his, I mean, you fucking held your own on stage like nobody I've ever seen. It was fucking incredible.
Thank you.
Just strong and fucking... You know, you had a bigger dick than anybody in the room.
I know.
Which I can look beyond. I can look past that.
Huh?
I can look past that.
That's good. I think you should look past that. Yeah, I mean, I could just wrap your hips in duct tape and you'll be fine.
And the fact that you have a bigger dick than me, I'm not going to let that get me down.
That's awesome, man.
You like that, don't you?
Because it won't get me down.
So cool. So listen, you have my number now. It's in your cell.
Yes, indeed.
And let me know about, is there anything you want to say to anybody who's listening right now? Is there anything you
want to... All I want to say to the fans, and even if I wasn't your favorite, the fact that you watched the show and supported us and cared about us, I can't thank you guys enough. It was such a fantastic experience. And, I felt the love from all corners of the globe, and it was the only thing that got me through, seriously, was knowing that people gave a shit and were out there rocking out and gunning for me and gunning for my friends, and it was awesome.
They really were, babe.
Oh, it's awesome.
Okay, so hang on to my number and call me and let me know about this Pulse thing.
Yes, I will. And actually, your management company is setting it up.
Oh, okay, cool.
They're circling me like they smell the blood, and they're circling me, and they want me.
Oh, good, so, good. That's awesome.
So we might be working together more than on other things, which would be fantastic.
We could get into... never mind. I keep going there. It's getting old now. I'm sorry.
It's all right, love.
All right,
baby. I'll talk to you soon, and you'll probably be hearing from Larissa or Carl or Nick or somebody about Pulse, and you'll get a track soon, and maybe I'll see you, and I can play you some other stuff and see if you like it.
Okay, baby. Thanks for taking the time tonight.
Oh, are you kidding me? Anytime, babe.
Thank you so much. By the way, I'm just getting hammered with instant messages from hundreds of people right now just saying how much they love you. So just so you know that.
Oh, send love right back. I'm so grateful for this experience, and thank you, and thank the fans, and I will definitely talk to you soon, probably in the next couple of days.
Okay, baby.
Thanks, David. Bye. Take care.
That's a winner. Right there, real winner. Storm Large, everybody, as promised. This is a track by Camp Freddy called Surrender. It has just been released. It's got myself, Billy Morrison, Matt Sorum, Chris Chaney, and Scott Weiland on vocals. I'll be right back.
Let's go.